Stanford? Stanford, did they tell you?
Oh, no, Cup, it's the bleeding tooth fairy.
Oh, I thought maybe we disturbed something down here. You know, something evil, like a...
What, like a blood-sucking alien?
Yeah.
It would be nice to have something intelligent to talk to for a change then, wouldn't it? Well, get over here and give me a hand. Boy, that's done then.
Oh, thank God. Now, can I get away off my feet?
Oh, don't sit there.
Just
don't.
Oh, what are we doing here, Stanford? I've got the rice to prepare.
Cup, we've been marooned on this poxy little plant for 3 years. What's so blooming important about tomorrow's roast?
Oh, Stanford, it's Christmas Eve. You know how we like to make an effort for Christmas.
You like to make an effort. You do, not me.
But I'm cooking a turkey.
No, Cup, you're cooking the closest approximation to a turkey we can find on this world. And frankly, it grows far too many drumsticks for me to be comfortable with.
It's a bugger to catch as well.
Oh, yeah, give me a hand with this tarpaulin.
Good God, what the hell are they?
They're my compensation for 3 wasted years.
Them? Well, they're just some rusting old dummies.
You got a lot in common then, haven't you?
Where are we now? You wanted to enjoy a nice traditional Christmas.
It's pouring with rain. This place looks like a complete dump. And what makes you think I want to enjoy a traditional Christmas anyway?
Well, you've been reading Dickens, A Christmas Carol.
That's a bit thin.
Plus your sudden craving for mince pies. I could go on.
I've been feeling a little homesick. Makes me think about Christmas a lot. What about it?
Which is why I decided to pick a 25th of December at random.
But here...
Well, I have to admit, it doesn't look a promising location for a traditional Victorian Christmas. Ah, things are sounding better already. Shall we proceed?
Far away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sing with joy, it's all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Healers of the wind and weather, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
That was excellent. Well done, everyone.
Another drumstick, Doctor?
We've got plenty of them.
Oh, thank you very much.
How about another drink?
It's only water.
Oh, don't spoil the mood. It takes ages to think yourself drunk.
I'm going for a walk.
I'll come with you.
Oh dear, I fear Guy isn't having a very good Christmas.
Yeah? Well, I'm having a great one. Will you be able to drop us off at Beagle Station?
I'm not sure if we'll be going in that direction.
Oh? Well, anywhere off this rock will do.
But how did you get marooned here?
The escape pod. We're on a tour. Did I mention we're part of a band called Free and Loose?
Several times.
Well, there we were on the Pleasure Endeavour.
I beg your pardon?
That was the name of the cruiser.
You were part of the entertainment?
Yes, but we were going places.
But that's the point of a cruise ship, isn't it?
Eh?
To go places?
Anyway, we was just relaxing when the rest of the lads burst in and tell us we have to abandon ship. Carp and I rush off to the nearest escape pod and get in. Only the rest of the guys don't follow. They shut the hatch and wave goodbye and have a good laugh. Next thing we know, we're launched into space and we end up here. Those guys are going to be so dead when I get my hands on them.
There, see? They're gone!
What have?
The dummies!
Robots! They're robots! They must have been left behind when this place was abandoned.
So what happened?
Nothing. Carp and I had a look around the rooms, then he said he'd show me a great chair to have a nap in.
What?
What's really worrying is that it actually sounded interesting.
I didn't do any harm, Stampin'. Just had a little nap, that's all.
Why, I order straight to the moon! I was going to use them to get even with the gits who dumped us here. That was the robot's programming chair.
Actually, if I remember my robotics correctly, the system takes a template of emotions and desires from the subject's subconscious while he sits there and then reprograms the robots accordingly.
Oh my God, what kind of monsters have you created?
What did you use as a power source?
An energy cell from the escape pod. Hey, there can't be much juice left in it. With a bit of luck, they'll run down somewhere.
Unless they have an alternate power source nearby.
What, like a local power station or something?
Something like that, yes. I think perhaps we should make our way back to your hut.
Doctor, it wasn't snowing when we went into the caves, was it?
No. Does it suddenly snow heavily like this here?
First time I've ever seen it snow.
Ah.
What? Ah.
Oh, nothing.
Now I'm really worried.
Oh, look! Look! Oh, that's not our hut, is it? Oh, look!
No, that's not our hut. Who put that bloody tree there?
All those lights, it's beautiful.
Can anyone else hear that?
Doctor?
Ah, thank you. Very good. What vintage is it?
2 hours and 23 minutes, produced in our recently reactivated food synthesizers. On the west side of the factory floor.
Excellent.
Mince pie time!
Rather. They are vegetarian pies, aren't they?
Everything on this table is vegetarian, Guy, including that meat. It was all created in our synthesizers.
Oh.
Robots and gentlemen, allow me to present the latest rock phenomenon. Big C!
Ta-da!
Doctor?
Shh, Guy!
Well, what do you think of the new band outfits?
Pretty radical, aren't they?
Absolutely, yes.
Doctor?
They're pixie outfits.
I can't tell you how great this Christmas is turning out, Doctor. The robots have registered this planet and everything on it as our property. You know, they've booked a couple of gigs for Pixie already.
The automated factory is building a space yacht for us. Hey, why don't Zampa and I put on a little show for you and Guy a little later on?
Ah, that would be lovely. Excuse me while I tell Guy. Come on, guys, time we were leaving. Well, that wasn't too bad at Christmas now, was it?
No, not bad. Not very traditional, but not bad.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came And unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace.
This holy tide of Christmas all others doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.